This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Just a quick announcement. So we have, alhamdulillah, the overflow parking system set up here. The parking across the street at the church is not part of that. So we have establishments on either side of us. We have the corporate buildings. But we don't have the church across the street. We don't have that relationship. And so for those of you who parked at the, I think it's called Bent Tree Church, I would go and probably move your car to another area that is allowed, inshallah, just so that you don't have your car get towed, inshallah. So just a heads up, no parking across the street, bidnillah. Okay, tonight's reflection on the path to peace is a beautiful ayah from the Quran, from Surah Yunus, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares with us not just one of the indications of the path to peace, but one of the names of our, insha'Allah, bi'idhnillah, our eventual abode. Allah ta'ala in the Quran, He says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the one who is inviting everybody. Allah Ta'ala has placed a proclamation, an invitation to anyone who's interested to come to Dar es Salaam. Dar es Salaam is one of the names, one of the representations, as all of the Mufassirin have alluded to, based on the context of Al-Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannah in Paradise, Ya Rabb. One of the reasons why Dar es Salaam, Al-Jannah, is referred to as the house or the abode of peace is because this life, part and parcel of this life, is that we always assume a role of engaging with difficulty. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. That human beings were always created in a position of difficulty, of work. You're never going to have, in this life, any moment where you are free from a responsibility or free from a task or free from any sort of burden. This is part of the nature of this dunya. And I know a lot of people think that, well, you know what? Maybe if I make my financial goals or if I reach my certain status that I'm aiming for, then what does this guy know? I'm going to be able to get to a point where I'm not going to have to answer to anybody. The reality is that with every provision that Allah gives, there is a responsibility. And there is a burden that comes with even every blessing in this dunya. It's the nature of the dunya. When you are given more, you have to be asked for more. As a person's privilege increases, their responsibilities increase. And so the nature of this life, of this dunya, is that a person will always be anticipating what is the next thing that they have to transcend, go across. What is the next obstacle that they have to conquer? When a person pays their bills, within a couple weeks, they get another bill. When a person submits a project for work, within a few days, there's another proposal in their inbox or on their desk. This is the nature of this life. Allah Ta'ala promised us this. And it seems like we are constantly searching for the absence of difficulty. But Allah tells us in the Quran that when you're looking for the absence of difficulty, you can't look here. Because this is part of the definition. This is the definition of this life, is that you're not going to be able to find the absence of difficulty. Where will you find a place that is defined by its very element of peace, extending to all of its inhabitants, every citizen, every person who lives there? It is in the next life. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that. So when He says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ, Allah is inviting everyone to Dar es Salaam. Every person in this life should feel attracted to this. I'm tired of working. I'm tired of cleaning. I'm tired of the chores and the responsibility. I'm tired. I'm tired of having to, it's almost April 15th. I'm tired of the IRS. I'm tired of these things, right? We get exhausted. This is part of our nature. So Allah is saying, if you're tired, if you find yourself exhausted doing all of these tasks, well, focus your time here in a way that will give you entrance into Dar es Salaam. Because what a tragedy, what a colossal travesty it would be if a person spent their entire life working in this life, but they didn't dedicate any time to attaining entrance into the garden in the next life, and then they're going to be doubled down with more work than they ever imagined. So much so that the people of Jahannam say, "Oh Allah, send us back. Give us another chance." Because the time that they spend in Jahannam, even a moment, is worth is a million times worse than any burden they had in this life all put together. May Allah protect us. So Allah Ta'ala invites everyone to Dar es Salaam. Now, at the end of the verse, and it's interesting because in the Quran, the way in which the sentence is structured, the way in which the ayah is structured, it is showing us what we should focus on. Allah Ta'ala begins with the reward, that Allah is calling you to what? The house or the abode of peace, of salam. And then he says, وَيَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And the one who wants to attain this place of paradise, of peace, Allah has given them the steps to get there. Allah has laid out the path. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala did not have to, He did not have to give us such a clear indication, such clear messaging, such clear role modeling by the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was not a requirement, of course. Allah has no requirements. But out of His mercy and His generosity and His gentleness with us, He gave us clear understandings, clear rubrics. And not only that, He gave us the best of examples to show us how to do it. And not only that, He gave us a method of recourse when we're not perfect, which is part of our definition as being imperfect. All a person has to do is strive towards the straight path. All they have to do is stay on that straight path. All they have to do is try their best to stay moving on that straight path. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Then Allah Ta'ala in the next verse, He describes who those people are. الَّذِي أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى. They are those people who do good, Allah will give them the most beautiful rewards. وَزِيَادَةٌ. That Allah Ta'ala will give them even more than they can imagine. Because when you read the verse, when Allah says He's going to give you the most beautiful reward, you start thinking of things, right? There's a Ferrari dealership nearby here, by the way. You start thinking of things. You start to place objects. Oh, maybe I'll have this. Maybe I'll have that, right? Pakistani mangoes every day. I'll have this every day. Waziyadatun. Allah then, He corrects your mind. He corrects your consciousness and says, no, it's going to be even more than what you can imagine. Don't get caught up tripping over yourself trying to build out your shopping list for Jannah. Because when you get there, all the things you imagined are going to be pointless, because there's going to be such incredible opportunities there that the Prophet ﷺ said that the eye has never seen, the ear has never heard, or the heart has never even conceived of. So Jannah is a place that, again, it's not even, we're not even able to fully grasp exactly what the experience will be like. وَلَا يَرْحُكُ وُجُوهَهُمْ قَطْرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّةٌ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this. He says, they will never ever feel, this is amazing, they will never ever feel any sadness. They will never feel sadness. Nothing will ever cause their heart to feel far, or lonely, or cold, or small. There will never be a moment where their heart will feel anything but joy. And they will never have a moment where their faces, Allah Ta'ala says, يَرْحَكُ وُجُوهَهُمْ قَطَرٌ, that their faces will never become overwhelmed with despair and grief. You know, you get a letter from some company that you are making payments to, or you get a phone call, or you get a text message, please call us right away, and your entire facial expression changes. Allah Ta'ala says, in Jannah, your heart will never feel distant from happiness, and your face will never show anything but relaxation and relief. And then Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Who are those people? Those are the people of paradise. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And don't worry, because once you're in, you're never leaving. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that position. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us of all of our shortcomings and our sins. May Allah Ta'ala make us people that are going to be, inshallah, entered to paradise with no hisab. We have so many mistakes and so many shortcomings, and Allah Ta'ala, His forgiveness is greater than our mistakes. We ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us and grant us permanent residence with our family, our friends, our loved ones, and of course, all of us in the company of the best of creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah Ta'ala to accept from us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.